Who do you think you are? Not just a television programme, but it's a question that many of us are asking ourselves. There's been a huge interest in people tracing their family tree, finding out a little bit more about their ancestry. And the Mitchell Library in Glasgow has teamed up with RNIB Scotland to help blind and partially sighted people do just that. I also spoke with Holly Wilson from RNIB Scotland to learn a little bit more about the volunteers who'll be assisting. Well, Diane Morrison is one of those volunteers, and I started by asking her where her love of tracing her ancestry came from.
In 1973, I first went up to New Register House in Edinburgh and had a half day there researching each of my grandparents. It was a very time-consuming afternoon, but I left very happy that I had found the names of each of my grandparents' parents. And even my own grandpa said, "You've found out more than I've ever known." And I have more time now, as I retired 4 years ago, and go quite often to research my family tree or help others research their family tree. I have many friends now who are very enthusiastic about it, maybe from my enthusiasm about the subject. And the other reason is I've always been interested in doing some volunteering, and RNIB is something that is a bit close to my heart. My middle son lost the sight of his left eye at 13 months old, and I became very aware at that time how important sight was.
When you mentioned, you know, starting back in the 70s, no computers, it must have been very time-consuming.
It was extremely time-consuming, and there was an assistant in New Register House who would ask you who you were looking for, and it was this gentleman who went away up all the stairs and into the dome of New Register House to eke out this giant book and bring it down the stairs, open this up and look through all the names and look for our name that we're looking for. And once we found the name we're looking for, there was yet another number at the end of that, and that was the actual book we were going to find our certificate in. So the poor man had to then go away back up the stairs with this heavy book, return that and find the other heavy book to bring down. So I had a very easy job just sitting waiting on the assistant. However, I can see now, over the years, things have changed so greatly for people with this hobby. Information is there at the touch of a finger on the computer. But there are also lots of places to look for hard copy information. Newspapers, trade directories, phone books and voters' rolls. Lots of other places we can look.
So if someone was coming for the very first time, what advice would you give to them? What should they bring with them?
I think the most important thing would be their own birth certificate, and we can work back from there, because on their birth certificate we have the parents' names and date of marriage, and we then can look for that marriage certificate, and that leads us on to the parents of either side of the family, and very quickly the tree begins to grow.
How far could you actually go then?
Well, from 1855 it was compulsory to register birth, death and marriages, and therefore if you have an ancestor from Scotland who stayed in Scotland and died in Scotland, you're very likely to find your information. Before 1855 and back to the 16th century, it was not compulsory to register birth, death and marriage. And also there was a fee for this. So many families just could not afford to pay the fee to register. We can find information, but we don't always find it. And that can cause a wee bit of problems, but then we go to hard copy resources, and hopefully we can continue to build the family up that way.
All sounds very interesting, but the proof is in the pudding, so can we have a little look and you can talk us through the process?
Yes, let's do that.
So off we went to the registrar's and took a seat at one of the PCs.
Well, we are in the Scotland People website, and I think we will start if we could, with your birth details, Alan. I would need your surname. You will know your own spelling at this point, but if we were looking for somebody whose name could be misconstrued, misspelt, there are other ways of looking for that name. There is a sound X, which would give a surname sounding a wee bit like your surname,
okay.
Or using name variants where the surname has been changed slightly in spelling or sounding. I've put Russell in as the surname, forename Alan, and male and mother's maiden name, and your year range that you were born, 1971. Let's just see all of Scotland and search. And there we have Alan Russell, year 1971. Ah, registration district name Cumbernauld. We can click on Russell. And coming up now is your birth certificate. And it was Cumbernauld in the county of Dumbarton. On the birth certificate, we can see when you were born, where you were born, which was Stob Hill Hospital, the name of your father, his occupation, name of your mother and her maiden name, and the date and place of your parents' marriage, which was in Cumbernauld. Is this all ringing true?
Yep.
So from that, I can see that your parents were married on the 21st of February 1970, so we could then move on to marriages under that date. I will come out of the births and I'll go into marriages. And there we are, the only one. And the certificate's just coming up now. And we can see that the marriage was in St Mungo's Parish Church in Cumbernauld. We can see the bridegroom's name. We can see the bride's name. We can see what they both did as an occupation. It gives their usual address and it gives their father and mother's name. I can see that your grandpa was a joiner. I can also see that your granny's maiden name was Dickie. And on the other side, I see that your grandpa was a painter and your other granny maiden name was Trainer. Is that another name that you know of? Yes, so we've definitely got all the right details on that. And from your birth certificate, we have looked at your parents' marriage certificate, and now I can see the names of both sets of your grandparents.
So could you then pick one set of grandparents and then continue the search that way?
I could look at your I could actually look at your dad, and I see he was 24 when he married, so that means he was born in 1945. I could look for your dad's birth certificate.
Okay.
And that would lead us on to the marriage date of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we would carry on from there in the registration district of Campsie. And it's fairly faint. I can change it a wee bit. I can change to invert the image to a sort of black and white to see if that would help.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see the name of the hospital, but it was Lennoxtown. And I have the names of William Russell Joyner, Royal Army. It's fairly hard to read, actually, because of the type of writing here. And there is their marriage certificate, October 11th, 1935, in Bridgeton, Glasgow. Mary Russell was the informant of her son's birth, so I can actually see Mary Russell's signature. So we can now follow from that and go back again and find the parents of your father, your grandparents. And there we have him. On the 11th of October 1935 at London Road, East Church, Glasgow, after publication according to the forms of the Church of Scotland, we have William Anderson Russell, who's a joiner, journeyman and a bachelor, marrying Mary Morton Dickey, a paper mill worker. And I see that William's father was Alan Russell. He looks like a wagon driver. And his wife was Nellie Russell, maiden surname Henderson. And Mary Dickey's father was William Dickey, a general dealer. And her mother was Mary Dickey, maiden name Collins. So that might be something you don't know.
Don't know that one.
No, that's new. And we can see that the minister of the church has signed the certificate along with two witnesses. So these names fit in with your family.
Thanks to Diane Morrison there. It was fascinating, and I have to say that I will be back at the library to do a little bit more digging around the old family tree. Now, as I said, RNIB Scotland have teamed up with the Mitchell Library to provide volunteers who will help blind and partially sighted people research their family tree. Holly Wilson is in charge of the project, and I asked her for some more details if people want to find out more about going along, and indeed if they're looking for more volunteers.
Certainly we want to get people involved, so you know, if there's anyone out there with sight loss that's wanting to research their family tree and thinks that they might benefit for some volunteer support, then please do get in touch with myself. My number is 07824 822 958, and I also have my email address. It's Holly, spell H-O-L-L-I-E .Wilson@rnib.org.uk. So certainly if there's anyone out there who thinks they would like some support, please do get in touch. It'd be great to hear from you. We do currently have 3 volunteers who have been inducted and are ready to go. If there's anyone that would like to register their interest to volunteer, then please do get in touch. We're not actively recruiting right now, but if we get a great response, then we'll be picking up volunteer numbers soon.